You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Friday Eve. It's not Thursday. It's Friday Eve. Oh, Boomer's looking at me like he doesn't know what day it is.
Oh, man, I was so confused for a second. I was like, Phil, it's not Friday. And then it just, like, I did not even listen to the last word. I was like, wait.
By the way, Boomer's on the board.
Oh, man. Hey, guys.
You need coffee.
No, not coffee.
Hit the coffee
button.
Give me some sweet tea.
Hit
the coffee button for me. Come on.
Coffee time.
Come on.
Coffee.
Come on.
Coffee.
There it is.
Cappuccino.
Yeah. All right, hey, we got a great show laid on for you. I'm pretty stoked. 3 o'clock today, State Representative Ernie Yarbrough is going to be on. I love it when Ernie comes on. That guy has got so much passion for conservatism, and so we have Ernie Yarbrough coming on. He and I were actually talking the other day, and he told me about a meeting he had had in Montgomery where he just basically went and laid out his heart for why we need school choice. And I said, you know what? I want you to come on the show. And so he's coming on, and we'll hear from it. From State Representative Ernie Yarbrough, 3 o'clock today. And then it's 3:30 on Thursday, Boomer and McQueen. That's right. By the way, Boomer, that's Friday Eve.
That is Friday
yes,
Eve.
It is.
I just was not paying attention to the last word.
But Boomer and McQueen,
that's
3:30
right.
Today.
We'll be here.
Digging it. All right. Y'all stay tuned for that. And then Triple Dipper par excellence. Get it.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that we got to know as we run today's show. Number one, who's the new speaker? Who is this guy that is now Speaker of the House? I mean, half the nation or more, really, is looking around going, who? But I'm going to give you Mike Johnson 101. We're going to run down the things that make him the Mike Johnson who just got elected to be like third in line of succession to be the presidency. Mike Johnson 101, what's the guy like? Well, I'll be honest with you. As I did the search this morning, putting together the resources, I realized the best resources I've got are the most liberal hacks who write anything in the world, because what they hate about Mike Johnson is what we love. So y'all stay tuned for that. It's going to be fun as we go through things like Mother Jones and Axios and MSNBC to see what it is they don't like about Mike Johnson, because you are going to like it. All right, that's number one, Triple Dipper, Mike Johnson 101. Number two, actions have consequences. I got several stories. Like, whatever happened to the dude that pulled the fire alarm? I got news updates on that. So, yeah, all kinds of things where you look at it and go, well, you didn't see that coming, did you? But actions have consequences. And then number three, I swear, and I'm going to try and get to it today. It's been like this kind of carryover dipper. Cash with a catch. Boomer pulls up three fingers. It's 3 days in a row I've tried to get this dipper done. Cash with a catch. It's a good one, so I got to hang on to it. Cash with a catch. That's number three on the Triple Dipper. All right. Let me move over to my comments here, and I'll remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics throughout our listening area, places like Gadsden, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area, Chelsea and Hoover being the newest. But yeah, Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week. They are the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we're excited to have them on board. They can do all kinds of stuff for you. They can do it right there in-house, 7 days a week, all ages. Walk-ins are welcome. Check them out. Southern Immediate Care, sponsors of the Right Side Way monologue. All right. Let me ask you. Have you ever talked with somebody who shared your opinion about something, but as you talked it through, they said something like, well, if I wasn't so busy, I'd do it. Or how about, well, someone needs to run for that office, but I've got to stay focused on my business. Or I wish someone would do that important thing or speak to that school board or make that public statement or help that person in need, but if I do it, it might not look good or feel good or could have an impact on my job or whatever. You know what? All of those possible consequences are potentially true. You could get involved. and it might cost you something. It might even be uncomfortable. It just might. But the fact is, we don't build statues of people who never tried. History is never changed for the better by folks who just go along to get along. It's exceedingly rare to get something for nothing. And as I was putting together my thoughts for today, I was reminded about a guy from ancient history named Maurice, a guy who chose to really give it all. I may have told you this story before, but it's just worth repeating. So I was an infantry officer, queen of battle, the backbone of the army. And a few years before I retired, I was inducted into something called the Order of St. Maurice. Well, the recognition when you're inducted comes with a large bronze medallion that hangs on a wide sky blue and yellow ribbon. And I've got that medallion right now hanging in a display case on a shelf in my office. I didn't really know much about this guy that the infantry special order is named for. So when I found out that I was going to be inducted into the order, I looked up the history of St. Maurice. Here's the deal. Maurice was an Egyptian. He was born in AD 250 in ancient Egypt. He was brought up in the region of Thebes. And Maurice became a soldier in the Roman army. He was gradually promoted until he became the commander of the Theban Legion, with approximately 1,000 men serving under him. He was also an acknowledged Christian at a time when early Christianity was considered to be somewhat of a threat to the Roman Empire. Well, the Theban Legion that Maurice commanded, it was composed entirely of Christians. And in roughly AD 275, they were called into battle by Emperor Maximian to help quell a revolt in what is now Switzerland. But before going to battle, they were ordered by the Roman commanders to offer sacrifices to pagan Roman gods. And they were also given orders to destroy every man, woman, and child in a remote corner of what is now the Swiss Alps, all of whom were identified as Christians. So Maurice had pledged his men's military allegiance to Rome, and he said that he would fight. But he stated that service to God superseded all else, and that to engage in wanton slaughter, that was inconceivable to Christian soldiers. So he and his men, they also refused then to worship the Roman gods, and they withdrew from the battlefield. Emperor Maximian was said to have become enraged, and he ordered the whole unit to be punished. The emperor actually had every 10th soldier in the legion killed. It's a military punishment known as decimation. But the men of Maurice's Theban legion, they continued to refuse to worship pagan gods or to slaughter civilians, with their leader Maurice standing right there with them. So a second decimation was ordered. But still, Maurice and the Thebans, they refused to violate their faith and attack fellow Christians. Well, the emperor eventually ordered all the remaining members of the Theban Legion to be executed, all of them. To this day, the location is still known as St. Maurice in Switzerland. You can look it up. And in that village, which is just beautiful, stands a church that has been there for 1,500 years. It's called the Abbey of St. Maurice. So I tell you this story because it struck me as one of those instances in history when somebody had the opportunity to take the easy road. But by their example, they led others down a more narrow path, one that did have an extreme sacrifice attached to it. Look, we may never know the full impact of their actions. I mean, what would history have been like if they had simply decided to go along to get along? In an audience of the size of what we have right here at Right Side Radio, it's reasonable to believe that somebody out there has been wrestling with whether or not to make a statement, run for an office, start a petition, get behind a candidate, knock on doors, attend a school board meeting, speak up wherever. But you're concerned that maybe somebody might think badly of you, or that your voice won't matter, or that no one would listen, or that somebody may post something mean about you on Facebook, or that someone may buy less of your goods or services, or that it might just take some of your time. I guess what? All of that is very possible. I'm not going to kid you. It might cost you something. But it may also surprise you and be far more meaningful than you could have ever imagined, and you might just galvanize a legion of others. The founding fathers of our country, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to one another. Several of them paid dearly for it. One of my own ancestors, according to my uncle's genealogy work, was Arthur Middleton. He was a member of the Continental Congress. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. So my ancestor was actually captured by the British and spent time in a prisoner of war camp for the latter part of the Revolutionary War. What would have happened if our founders had not had a true spirit of sacrifice? I'll tell you what would have happened. We'd have British accents right now. In 2 Samuel 24:24, we read that King David wanted to build an altar and petition to God. And the land that he chose was owned by a simple farmer who offered it to him for free. And David replied he would only make use of it if he could pay the man a fair value. And in doing so, David said, quote, I will not offer to God that which cost me nothing. Y'all, we need folks who are willing to take a stand. We need folks who are willing to lead by their example. We need folks who will stop counting the cost and commit to the victory. We need folks who will refuse to just go along to get along. I think that the times that we're in, we're going to need folks like that. Folks for such a time as this. President Andrew Jackson once said, "I was born for the storm, and a calm does not suit me." So yeah, bring the rain. You are needed for such a time as this. And it might cost you a little something, but you're still needed. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. The Order of St. Maurice. Every branch of the military has got their order, but the Order of St. Maurice, I think, is... of course, I'm infantry, so I think it's better. But nonetheless, what an incredible story of dedication and honor and integrity and a willingness to sacrifice. We need more of it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.